Well, the first thing is that it's a bit difficult to find the International Garden. We're out in Drangsdorf on the former city gardens. You've got a beautiful view of the mountains from up here, but that's about it. So we'll see if we can find them.
When we finally did find the International Garden, hiding behind trees and an undergrowth of raspberry bushes, Bernd Assenmacher was there to greet us. He rubbed his hands on his pants before shaking ours.
Hello.
Hi.
Fine weather here, about 20 degrees. It's a funny day for working in the garden.
Bernd's from the Wissenschaftsladen, the community service group here in Bonn that organised this garden in the first place. He leads us through some willow trees to where the garden begins. In the front, there are two rows of plots, 50 square metres apiece, with a nice patch of grass between them. The eastern border of the garden is another row of plots, and in the back, five men are trying to clear up about 300 square metres of unkempt field with a rusty-looking scythe, a couple of hoes, and a rake.
But here we haven't done anything for 1 year, and now it looks like this.
Yeah.
And yes, we want to make a playground for children here, with swings and a ground of sand. So because the child want to play something here when the father or mother is in the garden and works hard.
The garden is part of what was once Bonn City's nursery. The city donated the land to the project for free. Amar Kaister is filling a wheelbarrow up with raspberry roots and twigs he's raked together. This is a communal area where they share the work.
There was a forest here before, like this, like forest, there was lots of bushes and there was nothing here. That's why it's a little bit difficult to work here.
Amar is a pretty diligent and fairly quiet gardener. He's from India. His wife Angelika Stauder is German. They live nearby with their two kids, Florian and Anna, who are pretty excited about the prospect of a playground being here soon. Maybe that's why Amar works so hard.
Today we are just waiting for first the tractor, and then after that he's making the digging here, and then after that we clean all, to remove all grass here and make a plan.
Amar gets back to work, while the others, Sergei Nasanov from Uzbekistan and Yaya Vardak from Afghanistan, are taking a break in the shade. There are 20 families from 15 different cultures in all. Slowly, some of the other gardeners start to arrive.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Jan Bosco. Did you see my garden?
I didn't see your garden. Will you show me your garden?
Oh, okay. Come to me.
Show me your
come
garden.
Come to me.
Kateri and I have been here for over an hour, but this is the first gardener who wants to show off his plot. Jean Bosco is from Rwanda. He shows up wearing this really nice, brightly patterned button-down shirt. Underneath are his work clothes. He and his wife Julienne have six kids, but they're all older. Jean is planting three different types of beans, bush beans, string beans, and purple beans.
Oh, those are going to all be beans. Yeah, you like
the rest,
beans?
The rest is so... Oh, yes. We call it in my country, the beans are our vegetable meat. We used to eat it almost every day. Yeah, so it replaced the meat here. Like people, they eat meat all day. So we, beans, here only meat. So that's why we don't have, at home we don't have cholesterol.
Yeah.
But here we have plenty.
Beans are definitely the cross-cultural vegetable here. Nearly everyone in the garden has planted them, onions too. But Jean and Julienne also have a secret veggie in their plot.
This is for Gemüse aus Afrika.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's heißt eine Lengalenga.
A Lengalenga?
Lengalenga.
I want to taste the vegetables, Abba. I took the seeds from Rwanda. So I want to grow them because I was told in Belgium they grew it up and it comes easily.
Okay. What kind of vegetables are these?
Yeah, it seems, it looks like peanut.
A little after noon, the tractor arrives to till the soil in the huge field, and many of the other families have shown up too. However, most, like Petra Schäfer and her 11-year-old daughter Eva, size up their own vegetable gardens first, which at the moment look more like weed plantations. Petra tells us she only knew one other person in the project when she put in her request for a vegetable plot in the International Garden. Her friend Simone, another single mum, has the plot next to hers. Petra says she never wanted her own garden before, but something about this project changed her mind.
What made you decide to take part in this project?
This community, to work together, to meet and to meet other people from other countries.
As she's telling us this, Petra keeps glancing over at Amar Kaista, who is using a rototiller to churn up the soil on a plot nearby. Actually, her eyes are on the freshly churned soil.
It takes, if I would do it myself with my hands, I would take 4 to 5 hours for that. And then my back aches so much. And I need a double of time that I can stand normally.
Need a massage and the whole thing. For sure, for sure. He's gonna need a massage at the end of the day.
And then we witness a miracle occur, at least by the look on Petra's face.
Did he just offer to help you with the garden?
Yes, he did, and I'm so happy. Yoo-hoo, yeah.
While Amar is trudging his way through Petra's plot, the tractor is just about finished with the field. Sergei from Uzbekistan takes the opportunity to set up his shish kebab grill. Bernd Assenmacher from the Wissenschaftsladen wipes his forehead, pleased.
That looks like lunch, yes. After a lot of working, we have to some for our stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll make a little barbecue. We have some meat and grillen. In Germany, it's grillen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Barbecue.
The weather is so fine, you can do it very well.
Mit Hähnchen ja auch gegeben.